beginnt die Korinthat, und sagt, das war in der Ein Dalet, beginnt man halt, beginnt das Mat, beginnt das Mat, aber Tnan, und dann mischt man, aber das ist immer, aber Hulu, da ich sehe, im Korinth, Rösch, Lechem, im Mikro, Kola, Roshem, and Tosis points out, wait, and he's answering the question, like, Shaykh, maybe you can't say, wait a minute, the Parker, remember, yes, instead of asking, Lezal, Sam, and Drabonin, support from Drabonin, I mean, that they say, yeah, Philip, Karba, Kulon, Chutz, Me'echemhen, that even if he sacrificed all of them except one of them, Yisrael Beis Yosef still goes to be burnt, and if it got Kaisis Yishavich La'ama by the cops, it does get poured out to the canal. It says no, because Dilma Drabban Lamishum Dechia Pasli can't prove this point of Dechia of this halacha of Rava, that because it's rejected Matamachin, it could be for some other reason, and therefore we wouldn't be able to support. Like Tess Master begins to Gemara, Nafla Achas Mem Yamagadol Huchukulin, and one of them falls into the Yamagadol, they're all permitted. Now, Mishim, the reason is because the Mendaraisa, because it's really biblical, Baruba Batal, it's really nullified and majority, Kedibarashan, like we explained. Shemach, for that reason, Hikilukan, they will lean over here. Now, Badafka Nafla, Mela, specifically only if it falls by itself. But if he caused it to fall, Nafla Shagi, then even if it was by mistake, can see that we penalize Otomezid, because we might do it deliberately. Badafka the Yamagadl, also specifically to the Yamagadl, Shein Be'en, which is not visible anymore. But if it's just separated, then no. Like it's obvious from that the Besamach, that Upirshu Arbam Lamakim Echad, where 40 went to one place, that the fact that it's separated doesn't helpful to permit the rest. That's obvious to come around the Amakrib Laza, that you see the same thing also, that. Gemara says that regarding the ring of Avodah Zarah that got mixed, you know, that was one thing. And also that, like it says, like a blazer, where we got an meduma medameya elafia cheshbin, that the mixture only makes a problem according to calculation. I mean, later blazer, per come to truma is the amad that he says he saw shenafla, he saw shaol saw, you know, the avol hachim leniskenu. That according to Blazer, we see that if a truma tmei fell into 100 of chum tayrim, and one left from the terubis, we're told that the truma is the one that separated. It sounds like that if a sod truma fell into less than 100, they got mixed together, but once so was separated, that the whole mixture, like we said, would not be permitted.
Next test master begins the Gemara. Rav Dama Rav Eliezer, that Rav is saying like Rav Eliezer, which Tais is bothered. It says Tame, it's a wonder because our time of der Blazer. Mishum Dechsuk says in the pasuk in Birkach Habez Mumbam Hu Dela Yiratzu, but the inference is Ha Adi Tarayvus Yiratzu. Can the Parash Biyum as the one explains Perkshneisim Dev Samar Damarava, but Amalib, but in general not. So how are you comparing these two halachas regarding Tarubus of Avodah Zarah? That's exactly the case over there. Yeshlamit says Ha Adi Itzach Lankra. Actually, Loy Lecha betray Yitzchak. You don't need that for a majority of two to one. The Balav Krub, because you're right, without a pasuk Beruba Batal, it would be nullified in majority. Elachad Bechad Yitzchak, we need actually for one again, one to one. Vashas Maisel Lecha, and the Gemara brings the pasuk Mishum to keep in the Kol Ka'ach Hitter HaKosiv, since the pasuk is so lenient in Rol Lachim of Drabban Legavaya, it's not appropriate to be stringent regarding rabbinic law for a Hektish. So, for sure, the pasuk is coming to permit when there is no rive. But the Gemara that brings the drash of when there is rive is telling us that since we find it was so lenient by Tarevis by Balamum, even if there's no rive, it's not logical the Chum would maintain the Gezerah not to go after the rive when it comes to Hakrava for Gevaya, at least when you already have one of them sacrificed. And the Gemara's campaign, the words of Rav to this, that since Minatari, the Tabas is bottle, and only Rabbanatzah says it's logical that you'd be lenient if I had it where one of them was already separated. Thanks, says Master begins to Gemara. Pirsh Echmen L'Ribo Im Ribo L'Ribo Matarn. One that separate myriad and myriad to myriad, they're permitted. Today says La'itzuch Miribo L'Ribo. You don't really need to say the second part from the first to the second myriad. Elamema just to say that Manda Asa, the one who says it is forbidden, Asa Bakulu would say it's forbidden by Oldham Kedbrishla, like we had previously explained, or Yinam in other parts. You can say Mishum Yeshchilik Ben Ribo Rishon L'Ribo Shein. There actually is a difference between the first myriad 10,000 to the second 10,000. The Ribudishan, because the first married, I Mishani Mukula Babas Achas, if you have benefit from all them at one shot, Asr, then forbidden, the Kibasani Bachadaswik, because then you have benefit from one doubt. Kim Babas Achas Mishani, because you're benefiting at the same time. Abribushain, but the second married, I feel an end, Mukula Babas Achas, even if you have benefit from all them at one shot, Svek Sveku, it's a double doubt, and therefore for sure it's going to be permitted. Chemeribuli Gimel, so do from the myriad to three, and Megimel Gimel, and from three to three, Mutter is permitted. Aval Aslahan is Megimel Rishon Babas Achas, but it's forbidden to have benefit from the first three in one shot. Umin ha-shniyim, sorry, but from the second one is permitted, mehaitama, for the same reason, the purse, like we explained. But if a kunch is the pierce, like can, Rashi does not explain like this, just that it's permitted to have benefit also from the whole first ribuy, since in the makam of six veka, even something double chasha would be bottled in the rive.